Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer, in the Word of God, a time of worship and devotion, meditation, just praising the Lord and enjoying His presence. Let's sing now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we do greet you in Jesus' name and welcome you to a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Hope you can stay with us for the next few minutes as we endeavor to just spend some time in the presence of the Lord. Let's begin today's broadcast service from 2 Peter 1, 2. The Word of God for today's broadcast says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." Praise the Lord. It's wonderful words of life on the broadcast today. And if it's convenient and possible, I hope you're telling someone else about the ministry. And if you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. All right, from the Holiness Hymns of Praise, page 174, sing with us on "I Am Determined to Hold Out to the End."
When I first found Jesus, something o'er me stole. Like lightning it went through me, and glory filled my soul. Salvation made me happy, and took my fears away. And when I meet old Satan, to him I always say, I am determined to hold out to the end. Jesus is with me, on Him I can depend. For I know I have salvation, for I feel it in my soul. I am determined to hold out to the end. Satan was so angry, said he'd soon be back. Just let the path get narrow and he will lose the track. But I'm so full of glory, my Lord I always find. And I just say to Satan, old man, get thee behind. I am determined to hold out to the end. Jesus is with me, on Him I can depend. For I know I have salvation, for I feel it in my soul. I am determined to hold out to the end. This old-time religion, it makes me sometimes shout. I don't have time to gossip, nor any time to pout. They say that I'm too noisy, but when these blessings flow, I shout, oh hallelujah, I want the world to know that I am determined to hold out to the end. Jesus is with me, on Him I can depend. For I know I have salvation, for I feel it in my soul.
determined to hold out to the end. When I hear the trumpet sounding in the sky and see the mountains trembling, to heaven I will fly, for Jesus will be calling. There'll be no time to mend. With joy I'll go up singing. I've held out to the end. I am determined to hold out to the end. Jesus is with me. On him I can depend, and I know I have salvation, for I feel it in my soul. I am determined to hold out to the end. Well, do you have that kind of desire and determination today? If so, wonderful. And if you are failing there in your lack of determination, if you're failing to have a sufficient determination, pray for me here. Sometimes I get my tug over my eye tooth and I can't see what I'm saying, someone said. And pardon my English there, getting a little stuttery, but we're going to do this in Jesus' name. If you're lacking that determination that you need, why don't you look up to him today and ask him to increase your faith and help you in that area. Philippians 4:19 is our precious promise today. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Again, wonderful words of life. Let's just pray together over that aspect and that request and ask the Lord to give us more determination. Help us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Would you join with me today? Father, we're just so thankful today that you have promised to supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I want to thank you today, Lord, for your precious word. And I want to thank you, Lord, that we can stand tall and firm, and we can stand like a monument or a statue, firmly planted, Lord, and rooted and deeply grounded in the Word of God. I ask today that you move upon us and that you move among us. And I pray, Lord, you'll help us to have that determination. I pray, Lord, that you'll help our faith to be strong and help us to increase in faith and help our unbelief. And Lord, we know faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Help us to attentively listen to the Word of God when it's preached. And when we're reading the Word of God, Lord, in our own Bible study and devotion, help us to hear what you're saying, Lord, and increase our faith as we hear what you're saying as we study the Word of God. Use this service today. Lord, I just pray that something will be said, Lord, in song or word, prayer, somehow, that will increase someone's faith and help their unbelief. We need you today, Lord. We're looking for people that will stand true and firm in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know they're out there. We know, Lord, that you want to build faith. We know that you want strong people involved in the work of the Lord. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Worship with us now. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed. Praise the Lord. Well, I'll give you some contact information at the very end of the broadcast service today. So if you will, be ready to take it down. Sister Linda's my favorite singer. She is going to favor us with the solo entitled, "He's All I Need." Let her bless your heart as she sings today. Pray that the Lord will anoint her.
He's all I need when I just need someone to talk to. He's always there to hear my prayer each time I call him. Every need he supplies my thirsty soul. He's the Lord of all. He's all I need. He comforts me when I'm weary, eases every pain, fills my deepest longing.
Pastor Dennis Myers and Sister Linda's at the piano, and our broadcast ministry is a work of faith. Thank you for worshiping with us each time that you can, and thank you for praying for us, and thank you for helping us financially what you have. And I know some of you would like to give, but you've not been able to do that. But why don't you just pray that the Lord will bless someone that can give and help you, that in the time to come, He'll bless you where you can give also. Don't feel offended at all. Just let us know that you're there. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. We welcome your song request and your prayer request. And if you don't have any money, you want to still send us a card or a letter or call us or contact us, we'd be so happy to hear from you. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Me.